Exploring Anal Sex. Hello everyone, this is Mistress Erica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy, and last week I posted a poll on Twitter, Exploring Anal Sex, and today I'm going to have those results, and a little bit more for those who are curious, enjoy, or don't like anal sex. Anal sex is viewed by many as depraved behavior. Well, I'm good with it. Seriously, though. Throughout history, anal sex has been practiced by not only heterosexual men, gay men, but also as a form of birth control among heterosexual couples. So why is there such a big taboo? True, the sphincter needs special consideration when compared to the readiness of the vagina. But just like oral or other tactile pleasures, there is no need to forgo the exploration of the hiney hole because of a little challenge. Now, is there? Not in my book. And judging from the responses I received on Twitter, many of you, albeit secretly, agree with me. So let's take a look at the results and let me know, is anal sex for you? The Twitter poll. So on the Twitter poll, I had 4 answers. Yes, have you tried anal sex? Yes, and it's not for me. No, and I don't want to. And no, but curious. Well, I was kind of blown away by the results. 59% of the respondents said that they tried anal sex. And evidently, they would try it again because the next question, yes, you've tried it, it's not for you, is 7%. You can only vote once, so you had to choose yes or yes and not for me. The next part of the poll is no, and I don't want to. That's 9%. And no, but curious, 25% of the respondents haven't tried anal, but they're curious about it. But also mind-blowing is 84% of people who responded are open-minded to anal sex. And I can attest that those numbers run pretty much true with the people that call me. So maybe anal sex isn't as taboo as we once thought. For those 7% who have tried anal sex, but think it's not for them, I'd really like to know more about your experience. In my experience, many times people don't enjoy anal for several reasons. 2 reasons are lack of knowledge and preparation. Knowledge, knowing how to begin. Do you start with fingers, toys? If you do toys, what kind? I know some of you sluts have their eye on the ginormous, but that's not really best to start with, and we'll talk about that later. And then next, preparation. Knowing what to expect. And if engaging in more than finger play, maybe, you know, preparation and cleaning the pipes will help many feel confident and sexy with their anal play. I always recommend trying something kinky, like exploring anal sex, to give it a go for more than once, 2 or 3 times even. This is where experience and knowledge comes in. Many times when changing and exploring your body's sexual response, either outside forces, you know, are you rushed for time? Are you tired? Or your internal dialogue dampens your ability to relax and allow those inhibitions to fly out the window and really enjoy the sensations you're experiencing. Now, for those that are virgin to anal but are curious and you haven't taken that next step, then I would give similar advice to the above, taking your time, discussing expectations, and you know, really doing your research and preparing for that experience. And of course, no talk about anal play and exploring it should go without talking about toys. There are a lot of you out there when thinking or discussing with me about exploring anal play, you think a dildo is the only way to go. But in reality, I wouldn't introduce you to anal with a dildo first. Sure, we'll use it. if it's an appropriate size and that's all you have and you don't have no other choice. For beginners in the arena of anal, I would recommend either anal plugs, and they come in starter sets with come in three sizes, and or a prostate massager. The manual prostate massagers tend to be less intimidating for most, whereas the vibrating ones tend to be thicker and more ominous looking. Although I assure you, they're just fine. They're not going to hurt you. Now for you kinky size queens, and yes, I'm looking at you. The more you feel that ass stretch, the better it is for you, right? I say to that, use lots of lube and take your time. If you think that you're a big guy and can take that 9-inch cock easily, think again. Your overall body size doesn't mean you have a bigger cock or an asshole. And sometimes you guys proved quite the opposite, right? Hashtag SPH. And as I talk about this, one sissy slut comes to mind. And she learned that very valuable lesson that just because you're bigger doesn't mean you can take bigger. Because she surprised me with a big 9-inch dildo without a lot of anal training. And poor sissy couldn't get it in. 20 minutes of the session, no dice. And finally, encouraging exploring anal. The two main thrusts behind, pun intended, well, you know me, what do you think? Was there a pen in there? Anyway, the two main thrusts behind anal is exploring the pleasures of the prostate. It feels good to stimulate it, even with a finger. And pushing and massaging the prostate milks it. Milking the prostate this way feels good, and it's used for many reasons. However you massage your prostate with a finger or a toy, it makes your arousal level go through the roof. Also, let us not forget, there are those men who can have prostate orgasms. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of it? The prostate, as I assume you know, is the male equivalent to the G-spot, the pleasure center inside of you, just a few inches in. The toys I suggest have that P-spot in mind. I have some fun with chastity orgasms lately, and while my cock is locked and stimulating, that prostate with a toy proved to be an explosive and new experience for them. Granted, it may take a bit of practice and patience and training, and maybe a lot of denial. But once your body is trained, you can possibly orgasm hands-free, less than fully erect, and please me to no end in doing so. Now here's the part where you chime in. Tell me, is anal sex for you? This has been Mistress Erica of Intelligent Phone Fantasy for your erotic phone session. Call 1-800-601-6975.